This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Jennifer Brown, the Gillespie High School Director of the World War II Veterans Project. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm all right. About a year ago, we did an interview concerning this World War II Veterans Project that was undertaken by Gillespie High School. And I guess first off, maybe we could cover a little bit of what you did last year and what were the results?
Yes, sir. Last year, we conducted a little over 20 interviews with local World War II veterans in our area. We consider our area about a 30-mile radius around Gillespie. There are other schools in the state doing doing these interviews as well. So that is our area of concern. We were successful in completing about 12 to 15 of those interviews are available at the World War II Veterans Memorial website, which you can go through the veterans sites. If you just go to the veterans sites on the line, and it will link you up with those. We are also going to have a link with our website at the Gillespie Unit School District Number 7 website. You'll be able to link on there too as well. That's to be coming in the next couple of weeks to view the interviews that have been completed. Their students are currently working on finishing putting the final touches on the rest of the interviews that we have done, and now we are currently seeking new and exciting World War II veterans to come and visit with our students and be interviewed.
Those original 20 that you're putting together, could you sort of give us an idea of what you did and how the finished product came out?
The students and at the school that are involved receive information from the veterans, and then the students take that and do some research and create questions to ask the veteran about their experiences. And this is all done by the students. The students do the interviews. The teachers, we kind of take a back seat, make sure that the questions are appropriate, make sure they have enough questions and how to actually interview someone. We sit down and we have some trainings on that. The students also run all the video equipment and do all of the editing and put everything together in that. Then the veterans are invited to a day. Cooperate with the Methodist Church here in town, and then the veterans come in, the students take them in and interview them. Usually it's between a half hour to 45 minutes. We even had an interview last year go about 2 hours in the kit because the kids were just so involved and so excited about it. And then once the process is over, we eat lunch with the veterans and we kind of learn a little bit more about them in that respect, just sitting and visiting with them. Then the students come back to the school, and then they have about 3 or 4 months to take a look at and condense and edit and put in their own thoughts and things about their interview that they have taken.
Of the interviews that you did, were they mostly, shall we say, soldiers or war-type related or support services? What did you find from last year's interviews?
90% of the interviews that we did last year, I believe 18 of the 20 that we have conducted, were actual soldiers that either saw combat, were on ships in the ocean, but has served some sort of service as a soldier. We did have a couple nurses that served during wartime as well, which was really fascinating. Part of the project is that if there was any individuals that served in wartime industry here at home, and they have a story to tell too. We just weren't lucky enough to have any of those individuals this past time, but definitely looking forward to maybe visiting with some of those in this next round of interviews.
You are underway with doing new interviews and to let the people, as you say, in a 30-mile area, give or take, of Gillespie, what are you looking for this year?
Okay, we are still looking for those who have served as soldiers in World War II, and anybody who has a wartime story to tell. That is our mission and our goal to get this information down and get it from them. You know, we all have stories that our grandparents and great-grandparents have told us, but to actually hear it from them, some of the footage that we have taken last time, unfortunately, we have lost a couple of our members, our veterans that we have had, and the family has really expressed how emotional it was for them and how great it was to hear it from them, because a lot of times they don't talk to their families about the same thing that they'll talk to the kids about their experience. And a lot of the times it's ironic to me to find out that they don't think they have a story to tell, and how fascinating it is to us to hear them and what they have to say.
For those who worked stateside, or as you say, were in active service during World War II, if they'd be interested in participating, what do they do?
Okay, they can call Gillespie High School and ask for Jennifer Brown. It's 217-839-2114. There is also the Gillespie Community Unit School District Number 7 website. There's contact information there. You can find me at the high school. And again, my name is Jennifer Brown, and I would be happy to talk with them.
One more time, we sort of went over what you did in the past, but for those who are thinking about it, what can they expect if they decide to give you a call and move forward?
They will expect, we'll have a conversation about how the process works. Then we will send them an informational packet out that they would fill out about their wartime experience. Then they will we will receive that information back and set up interview time at that time. Then the interview then process would be in October. We're set a date in October that we would have them come in to the church and be interviewed, and then they'll get a lunch with the kids, and then once the products begin to be finished, then they will be expecting to get final products from the students.
Jennifer, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.